for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Wednesday evening, July the 3rd, 2002. Summer family camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Bill Smith of Fellowship Temple, Fort Worth, Texas, is the minister of the evening.
I'm grateful that we're knowing him today more than just Savior, but Redeemer of body, soul, and spirit.
Yes.
I'm grateful tonight for the precious word that has been brought to us since we've been here in camp. And, you know, we've heard it, but each time as God brings it to us, we understand more of it. And I believe that God quickens more to us and makes it alive to us. Today, with all of my heart, I'm wanting to be real, to be God's expression in this earth. A lot of people don't like me to say this, but folks, I don't think that we have scratched the surface yet. And I know of a lot of ministry and things that's coming against families that the enemy is trying to sidetrack to get the focus upon him. But I tell you today, if the hour has come when you and I take hold of God as never before in our life. I've never experienced some of the things that we're experiencing today. I was raised in a sheltered family. All girls, five sisters. And for a little over 2 years now, God has let us work in a mission in Fort Worth, over on Hemp Hill Street. And the thing of it is, we went in this mission and we just went to help. And as God began to open more doors and doors, and they belong to a denomination. Now all the leaders of the mission has left the denomination and they've come to us. They said, "What's your denomination?" I said, "I'm sorry, but we don't have one. We never have had one. We've only had one head. His name is Jesus." And we're trying everything within us to pattern our life after him. He is the image of God. He's God-man in the earth. And you know, we're seeing people that I thought, people's never been this way before. They've never lived there. But I'm telling you, as God is allowing us to go in and dig them out.
Yes, sir.
Dig them out. And you think, well, I thought that in Mexico that was already my mission. Now I've already got another one in Fort Worth. And you know, Sunday morning I looked and here come two ladies, elderly ladies, that had come from the mission that they at one time was living in the shelter, has their own apartment, and they said, "Now we want to know about the fullness of God, and that's why that we're here." So it's time that we as the people of God to come to the place that we want to be real in every aspect of our being. Because God is after a pure seed in the earth like no one else except the pattern son of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I think of the scripture in the book of Exodus. And I want to say again, I'm so grateful to be back at Lake Hamilton. We love Brother Glenn and Sister Irma and Crystal, who's come to our place now, I think, about three times. And We're grateful to have them, Brother Glenn and Sister Irma's been with us many, many years. And we've been coming here for many years. And we praise the Lord for what God is doing in this camp. I never will forget as Brother Doc came to me and he said, Brother Bill, you're the first man that ever mentioned anything to me about the fivefold ministry. And as we begin to minister on the hand of God, and we can say, oh, isn't that wonderful and everything. But you know, through Brother Glenn and Brother Doc, I have learned how that to break the curses off from our babies when they are born and when we're dedicating them to the Lord. Learn to get them started out right. And this is what God has helped us to do since we came to Lake Hamilton. Many, many years ago, I was of the group that said a Christian can have a demon. You never been there before, have you?
Oh, yeah.
Nobody never been there before. But brother and sister, I don't understand why we don't understand. When we go to the doctor, if we go, what does he want to know about?
Background.
Everything in your a family. We want to know about everybody. And we don't think that we can carry those curses over, but they always know about it. But the thing of it is, how many today wants to see the pure seed of God brought forth in the earth today? I believe that every one of us has walked in a mixture. It's been part me and part God, and God can't heal us. We're on a stage. I don't understand that some of those that walks out of the jungle in Mexico that breaks up the Guadalupes and all of those things, that they're walking in a realm of the Spirit and seeing God deliver them from tumors and all of these things. You said, how come you see so many miracles in the country of Mexico but you don't have Blue Cross and Blue Shield? They only have God. So, tonight, do you want to follow after the heart of God or follow man? I'm after a pure seed tonight. I remember reading in Exodus chapter 2. There was a Levi, went to the house of Levi and took him a wife. And then we all know the story that there was a proper child that was produced. His name was Moses. Brother and sister, today I want you to go with me into Mark chapter 11. And I want to pick up just a thought here. Mark chapter 11, and I'm going to read at verse 2. And said unto them, go your way unto the village over against you, and as soon as ye be entered into it, you shall find a colt tied, whereon never a man sat, loose him and bring him. Loose him and bring him. And if any man say unto you, why do you ye this? Say ye unto that the Lord hath need of him, and straightway he will send him thither. And they went their way and found the colt tied by the door, without in a place wherein two ways met, and they loosed him. Tonight, there are many of us. We're at the crossroads. Tonight, I want you to know we're at the place. There is no one in this building has been made a robot. You have a will to or a will not to. So therefore, we're at the place where two ways are. It's either Babylon or it's Zion.
Amen.
It is the way of the flesh or the way of God. Now the Bible says in Romans chapter 8, verse 8, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Now today, the fleshly, the Bible says in Galatians 5 and 17, the spirit lusteth against the flesh, and the flesh against the spirit. So you see, there's contrary, there's war. And brother and sister, today, there are so many that's led by the fleshly man, the fleshly mind, that were bringing disaster to the body of Christ.
Amen.
It's just like the other day. We had a man that we dealt and we dealt and we dealt with. And we began to say to him, you know, you're going to have to change the way you're going. Oh, I've been doing this for many years. I said, this is the problem. And this is what's causing havoc in your family. We're going to have to get everything out of your hands and into the hands of God. So now tonight, we have the choice to follow after the heart of God, or we can go and do our own thing. Now, it's come to the place. And brother and sister, you will never produce that pure seed of God doing your thing. Now, I want you to go with me into Genesis chapter 19. And let's look here at the word of the Lord. Genesis chapter 19. If you'll notice something here, it starts off, there's two angels. All right, and then there's two ages of people, old and young. Then verse 8, he says, I have two daughters. And then in verse 11, there's small and great. Luke chapter 10, if you remember, they sent them out two by two as by witness. Verse 17, there is plain and a mountain, a place of safety or a place of danger. Then we look over in verse 24, and there is Sodom and Gomorrah, two cities. Then we look over here again in verse 30, where that we wanted to go to. And Lot went out of Zoar and dwelt in the mountain, and he and his two daughters with him, and they feared to dwell in Zoar and dwelt in a cave, and he and his two daughters. Now, he dwelt in a cave. Now, I want you to hold your place there just for a second, and I'm going to Matthew chapter 7, and then I'm coming right straight back there. Matthew chapter 7. Now, a house, a cave, is a house of sand. All right, now let's notice something. Verse 26 of 7, because we're coming back here. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. Luke chapter 6 says it's built upon the earth. Now, notice what happened here. They went into the cave, the house of sand, or the house of dirt. All right, and so then what happened? Okay, then the daughters came unto Lot, and the oldest one laid with the father and produced Moab, which could never go in the genealogy of Jesus Christ, of God, for 10 generations. And so then the next one, what is Ammon? Inbred is what it means. Now, if we build upon the sand, we follow the fleshly man, we are producing what? Incest. We're producing many things. But brother and sister, today, God is wanting you and I to build our house upon the rock, the Lord Jesus Christ, that will not depart from it. Now, notice a choice. But Lot built his house upon the sand and produced children by his own daughters. Let's look in verse 37. It said, no, verse 34. And it came to pass on the morrow that the firstborn said unto the younger, behold, I lay yesterday night with my father. Let us make him drink wine this night also, and go thou in and lie with him, that we may preserve seed of our father. Now, notice verse 36, and thus both daughters of Lot with child by their father. Now, this is the thing that I'm seeing in the mission at Fort Worth. I'm seeing things that's happened in families I could never believe it could be there. But brother and sister, why? Because they followed the fleshly dealings of their own life and in their own home. Instead of following after the heart of God, they came to the two ways and they chose to follow the flesh instead of following God. And this is where today, in our own fellowship, I feel that the two ministry that you had is came right out of our fellowship. But Brother Melvin and I were talking today, yet we're losing some along the way. There's not enough money in Texas would ever told me that one of our ministers would have ever failed. Brother Glenn came to my room in my church at home. We sat in there and we said, we prayed, and Brother Doc, and we cried out to God, how can we go to restore and to bring this word up? Because we're talking about one was a walking Bible. I don't care how far you've walked or what you said or done, brother, if your motive is not after the heart of God, there's going to be something come along that will sidetrack you. It will turn you, but if you've got your mind made up and you're going to follow the heart of God, you'll produce nothing but the same likeness and image of the Lord Himself.
Amen.
And Brother Glenn, he don't tell you these things. So I said, I'll go. Brother Glenn says, I'll help finance the trip. And others were willing, said this in my room at the church. And so we were trying to get around. He said, if you come, and this is one that I helped raise, ask Brother Melvin, ask Brother Glenn. And he said, if you come, I'll drop out of sight and you'll never see me, you'll never know where I'm at. Guess what? You would have never believed that anything could sidetrack him. I'm here to tell you today, if you hadn't dug deep and laid it upon the foundation of the Lord Jesus Christ, you can be sidetracked. You can be lured off a side, and they'll start off easy. Just like one of our ladies in the mountains, in Loforisima, in Mexico, putting on a little drama play thing. And had this boy, and he was the devil. And he was wearing a dragon. I said, no, dragon suit. Big old long tail dragon behind him. I said, no, he don't come in like that. Because we can recognize him there. He will slip in some way to get in there to detour you. And brother and sister, today, we don't need no detours. We've got to follow after the heart of God. And we're going to have to choose to follow after Him. Which way will we go?
Amen.
Which way will we go? There's two ways met. And nobody is a robot. You have a choice. You're a free moral agent. You can make a choice to or choice not to.
Right.
Come on. You can make that choice. And I said to myself, oh God, help us that nothing will ever detour us aside. Now, the firstborn bore son, they called it Moab. All right. Do you see what happens? We would never think that would happen. Now go with me into Matthew chapter 7. And let's look here. And you know what I hear all the time? And it's Haggai, it says it. Haggai chapter 2 verse 9 says the glory of this latter house is going to be greater than the former house. And how that we read and we read about Moses leading the people, how that their clothes grew with them as they grew, how that their feet never swelled, and on and on and on. And then we go around and we talk about how much we got of God. Brother, it's time today. I want you to know we're overdue. It's time today that we see the seed of God brought forth in this earth that will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the hearts of the children unto the fathers.
Amen.
It's time the hours pass for you and I. Now, let's notice in 7, Matthew. Now, if you'll notice starting off, there's mote in the beam in the third verse. and then goes on down in verse 13. There's a straight gate, and there's a wide gate. And then we see all of these things. Which way? It's just like right now. I was telling Brother Melvin. A young man came from a preacher's family. And the brother of his own blood brother is pastoring one of the hen churches in Orlando, Florida today. But you see, and his mother is one of the greatest teachers there is. So you see, the pedigree is right. But now, guess what's happened? I dealt with this man. Young man, the baby boy of the family, who is 39 years of age, dealt with him and gave scripture after scripture, and he would quote scripture back to me. I said, it's wonderful to know them scripture, but I want you to make those scriptures flesh in your body. I want you to see that those words are made flesh. Oh, Pastor Bill, I'm going to start coming to the church. I know this is where the word is. All these things is good, you know, and everything. But guess how long they lasted? But get last week alone, I got 15 calls from jail. 15 calls. $7.50 a call. I only received two of them. I look on my car ID from Tarrant County Jail. And guess what? He's in there because he didn't listen to anything that we gave. He still chose to go his way. And this is where we're at today. Brother and sister, you're going to have to make the choice tonight if you're going to follow after the heart of God, because the enemy is coming after you.
That's right.
And he'll lure you off. Lure you away. Now, we notice here how many of us today want to produce the pure seed of God. Listen, folks, I don't want to tell you that I've got it. I want to produce it. See, everybody tells us a lot of things. Harvey, oh, Brother Bill, oh, this word that you gave me tonight, that's going to help me through. And you know what? Him and his girlfriend got into it, and he bit her, and they put him in jail. He followed, didn't he? Everything. But you said, well, Brother Smith, did you have a failure there? I may have had a failure there, but it's not going to always be failures. And I called him, he called me, it's like I told you 15 times. I took the two calls, and I said, Harvey, I have did everything that I know to do. I have went down here and I've stayed with you. I came to you when you told me that your heart was bursting because you had been on some drugs, and you knocked on my windows until you was at my bedroom because he knew where it was. And I said, Harvey, I did all of those things all hours of night. And I said, Harvey, you've listened to none. You still made your choice to go your way, and you have led yourself into what you're in. To him that knoweth to do good and doeth not, to him it is sin.
Amen.
And so we led the way, we gave the way, but yet he never heard it. But brother and sister, what are we going to do about it today? He said, well, that's just what's going to happen. Listen, folks, I'm looking for that place in God that we speak the word, that we change it. That we change the situation. All right? Now, enter ye in at the straight gate, verse 13. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth to life. And few there be that find it. Which way are we going tonight? Go and tell them there's two ways that meet there. And you tell them that the master has need of the donkey. Come on. How many today, I know, and I know you know it too, Romans 8:14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. But you see, we can know it up here. But brother, it's got to get here. It's got to get down in here. It's just like the book of Revelation said, in our mouth it's as sweet as honey. But brother, when we start digesting that word, and that word begins to become flesh in these earthen vessels of ours, and then it's like wormwood. It's bitter. But brother, I'm here to tell you today, we've got to take that living word, hallelujah to God, and guard everything that we have with that.
Right.
And just like straight is the way. We had a man to come to us. He said, I want to be just like you. He said, I know you have two girls. And both of them is in service with you. And I see one of them's playing the keyboard and the other one's helping lead worship. You've been there. You saw that. And you see, many times it looks like that there wouldn't be any problems. But just a while back, a real problem arose. And I said, devil, you're not going to pull my focus off on this. I'm not going to recognize what you're doing. I'm taking dominion over you. Taking dominion over you because, God, you made me a priest over my household. I'm the priest over my family, and you cannot. And, devil, I'll give you no credit. I'll give you no credit. Because I refuse to allow you to draw us away. Come on. Now, how many of us today? Then we go on, and here is two again. Here is a good tree and a corrupt tree. Then it tells us that a good tree don't bring forth corrupt fruit, and neither does a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Now, then it gets down here to verse 21. Not everyone that saith, Lord, unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth the will of the Father. Have you ever seen people, they said all the right things. Lady said to me last Saturday night, and oh, God love her, she sure didn't need a good bath at the mission. She said all the right things. And I said, but sister, they're not working in you. Brother and sister, this word has got to become flesh in these earthen vessels. We've got to eat this word that we become this word in the earth.
All right.
You said all the right things. But you know what? It's not working in you because you've got it up here. And I said, let's pray. Let's get it into here. Let's turn this around. And you know, it was hard for me, but thank God. And you know what? Another thing has happened. Brother Melvin, since we've really moved in and took over, we used to have an ambulance call out there every Saturday night. Somebody had something happen. Convulsions or something another. A seizure or something another. And they had to be taken to the hospital. And I said, this has got to stop. Come on. We say that we have so much and we produce so little. And I said, now God, it's time that we either shut up or put up. And brother, we begin to take authority and dominion over what was going on, and we ain't called an ambulance since. Haven't called a one since. Brother and sister, how many of us today are going to go with status quo? Brother, it's time that you and I change the situation. Change it. Hallelujah. You know, not everyone that says, Lord, Lord, is going to enter in. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? In thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. And then, this is what he's saying. And then will I profess unto them that I never knew you. Depart from me, ye work that work iniquity. Now, what is he saying? You had no union with me. You only knew me that I created the earth and the heaven. You had no union with me. Brother and sister, today it's time that we begin to get all of the shallowness out of us and get all of these things, the religiosities out of us, and get after the heart of God.
Amen.
I looked at the other day and I said to the interpreter, I said, look, I'm sick and tired of us going through the form of these things. Pray in church. Come on. When nobody don't move with God, we got to do something, you know. And I said, I'm sick and tired of playing church. I want to see a manifestation of God in this place.
Amen.
Yes. Hallelujah. Because how many knows the hour's come for us?
That's right.
The hour's come. And brother, what? To produce that pure seed of God. Now, depart from me. I never knew you. Had no union with me. You said, well, I don't quite understand. Present your body as a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Huh? God doesn't receive everything that you offer Him. Come on. Brother and sister, I want to offer Him by the Word of God in my life that I can turn the people around. The other night in Lopuris, Mexico, in the jungles, I seen the power of God so fill that mountain. Hallelujah to God that they were running from all over there in that mountain, running down there to our feet and crawling on down there and laying before God in that dirt. And you see, we got the fancy altars and everything, and we don't see people doing it. But brother, I'm telling you, no wonder that we're seeing God in the country of Mexico. You see, through their bird in Mexico is the eagle. What is the eagle? You look at their national bird, and that eagle's got that serpent right by the back of the neck, and he's fixing to destroy him. What's our national bird? The eagle. And brother, there are some eagle saints that's arising today in this earth. We're coming in brand new beginnings. Come on, brand new beginnings, folks. Because why? I'm sick and tired of having failures. I want to see God. Now, notice he said, and then I will profess unto them, I never knew them, depart from me, working. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man. Now, I want to know, well, I've been a Christian now 40 years, and I know all there is about God. How many has come in the last year and said, God, everything that I think I know, I'll lay it down to your feet, that I can leave your feet walking in the demonstration of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Demonstrating. What did Paul say? I didn't come to you in enticing words, but I come to you what? In demonstration. What did he say? I'm demonstrating the Word. Now, demonstrate. And brother and sister, how many, it's just like today. People say, oh, but seem like everything is just, how come you always so happy? Do you not ever have any problems? I said, well, all that I have is just the problems from the church, the problems in Mexico, and the problems with the mission and then my home. That's all I have. How much do you have? But you see, I refuse to identify with the problem when I can identify with the problem solver. When we can speak the Word and see God bring it into motion.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, you see, because we know two or three scriptures, they think, well, you got it made. Brother and sister, the more that I look into this is the more that I find out I don't know nothing.
That's right.
And I've been studying this for many, many years. Wore out a many Bob. Asked her. Asked Brother Melvin. Wore many went out. But today now, I'm crying out, God, that your word to become flesh in this earthen vessel of mine. That your word is not out here in the book, but it's written in here. Now, notice, and every man that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto what? A foolish man. And then what happens? A foolish man which built his house upon the sand. How many of you today has been crying out, Lord, I want to dig deeper in you. I want to dig deeper in you. I want to dig deeper. He said, oh, that's too simple. Oh, Brother Smith, that's not a deep revelation. Let me tell you something today. None of us to this point has dug down in God to where we need to be.
That's right.
And today I'm saying, God, I'm willing to bury everything. All of the years of ministry, all of the times that we thought we knew something, I'm willing to bear it all down that I can build upon that rock and to produce that son in the image of God, a pure seed. Now, a foolish man, he built upon the sand. Now, I want you to go with me into the book of Revelations chapter 14. And I want us to look here at this. Revelations chapter 14. Now, if you'll notice something here. And I looked and lo, a lamb stood on Mount Zion. And with him 144,000 having the Father's name written in their forehead. How many has ever read the book of Philippians? Does it talk about, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God, took upon him the form of a servant and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. But God hath highly exalted him and gave him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus that every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. Now, I had an aunt lived in Oklahoma City. She was afraid of me. Because I never did in my life, I will never have to repent for that. That's one thing I won't never have to repent for. Preaching, deserting. Because I'd never seen in the Bible where God used a deserter. You say, escaping out of here. God is looking for people that will rule and reign in this earth. So my aunt, she said to me, she called me son. She said, son, how come you don't believe in flying away? Well, I said, Aunt Uther, I've never seen where God put any wings on my back. And she said, but don't you know, son, that that's rotten doctrine? And I said, well, Aunt Uther, is it okay if I want to be in that 144,000, which the Bible says is 12 times 12, which is a spirit-guided life, 12 times 12, 3 times 4, creation and creator, 12 times 12, 144,000, which is a spirit-guided life. Now, here they're from Mount Zion, and they've got the Father's name, they have the mind of Christ. Is that too far-fetched? How the mind of Christ. What was he? He said, I've come to do the will of him that sent me. Now, 144,000 the Father's name written in their foreheads. I heard a voice from heaven as a voice of many waters, and as a voice of great thunder, and I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps. They sung, as it were, a new psalm before the throne and before the four beasts and elders, and no one can learn that song but 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth. Now, notice something. Redeemed from the earthly realm. All right? They were not defiled with women, which means the religious system that's in the earth.
Right.
It's just like a lady came to us last Saturday night a week ago, and she said, I heard that Ron and Betty and all the leaders went to your church. She looked and she said, well, did they join your church? I said, how do you join the church? If you're part of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, you're already there.
That's right.
She said, you mean they didn't join? I said, well, we don't have anything to join. We're not a club. We're the body of Christ. We're not a club. We don't join it. Hallelujah. We are what God is doing in the earth today. So, she says, I don't understand. I don't have nothing to join. I said, no. No, sister, we're not a club. We belong to the body of Christ. And our record's on high. Isn't that what the book says? Our record's on high. Hallelujah to God. She don't understand that. But then she come to me last Saturday night and she said, you know what? I'm going to come to your church Sunday. I'll see she is Sunday. And if I don't have to join nothing, I'm going to come and be a part too. Come on. How many play in church? And these people are older than I am. And have been a Christian all their life. Brother, they need to get their priorities right and get after the heart of God that we can turn this world around.
Amen.
The Bible said in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 14, said the glory of the Lord shall fill this earth as the water covereth the sea.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Who's going to do it? By joining up with something?
Nope.
I don't know about y'all, but my grandfather was a full-blooded Frenchman. He didn't join anything. He jined. He jined up. And I said, they said, you didn't join? I said, no, sir. I joined forces with my Savior. His name is Jesus. Yes. Now, where are they at? Did they follow after the flesh? Did they follow after man? No, sir. And they had the Father's name written in their forehead. All right. Read now. Let's read. They sang a song, as it were, the new song. All right. Now, no one could learn that song if we're redeemed. These are they which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb.
Yes.
Follow the Lamb whithersoever He goeth.
Amen. Glory.
And so, here we have people saying, you know, many times this has been such a lesson to me. As I told you, of course, Brother Melvin knows this. I grew up with all them sisters of mine. And on our ranch in Oklahoma, we had lots of cattle, a lot of animals, hogs, horses. And so my dad had a favorite mule that he would plow the truck patches with. He could just talk to this mule, didn't even have to have lines on it, and it would do whatever he told it to. At G and Hall business, I didn't know what that was. But, so, I went down to get that mule for my daddy, and I thought, you know, I sure have been dumb for a long time. I've been just driving this mule to the house, and this mule is so gentle and everything, I think I'll just ride it to the house. I go up her and I pet her, and she just lets her. She's a licking and on my shoulder, and I was just loving and everything. So when I jumped up to get on her back, she went crazy. You know what? But Jesus said there's no man has ever sat on this one. Now, what was taking place there? Jesus controlled the nature of that animal. And then people talk about, oh, look at the money that Peter got with the fish. Look at that. Isn't that wonderful that the money was in there? You haven't really studied the miracle. That miracle was a stater. And that was the same amount in the Old Testament was atonement for a soul. A half a shekel. Now, brother, you can call it a miracle that Peter caught the fish with no bait if you want to. But the miracle was that it was for atonement for a soul. A half a shekel. But now, these are they that follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. Huh? They're redeemed from the earth. They're not defiled with any religious system. Come on. They're not defiled with nothing. All right? And then what does it say? Redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb. And in their mouth was found no guile, for they without fault before the throne of God.
Yes.
Now, which way are we going tonight? You go down and get the donkey. There's two ways. You said, well, I'm just going to let God drag me in. Holy Ghost is a gentleman. He doesn't drag you against your will.
That's right.
He doesn't drag you in. Brother and sister, just like I heard Brother Bob Mumford say probably 30 years ago, he said this. He said, yeah, we say that we're following God and we leave two heel marks all the way behind us. Brother and sister, today, it's total commitment now.
Yep.
Come on. You heard the story about the chicken and the pig?
Yeah.
Huh? You hadn't heard that? He hadn't heard it in Pennsylvania. Now, the chicken goes to the pig and says, let's furnish breakfast in the morning. I'll furnish the eggs and you furnish the bacon. The pig looked at the chicken and he says, you're asking for total commitment from me. Come on. How many of us today, and I want to tell you something, God's looking for total commitment into us. I want to give us another scripture. Go with me into Revelation chapter 19. Revelation chapter 19, and I'm going to begin at verse 10. And I fell at his feet to worship him, and he said unto me, see thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant and thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Now, what are we talking about? A pure seed. And you know this means to follow him. Paul said, remember in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1, he said, follow me as I follow Christ. All right. If you'll notice this, and then here we come again. And I saw heaven open up, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness do he judge and make war. Now, I believe that everyone in this room knows that that's Jesus Christ, our Lord. We know. You said, well, and of course, I was taught as a child, you know, in the religious system that, you know, he's coming back on a white horse. And if my God wants to come back on one, he's omnipotent, he can do that. I don't have a problem. But the thing of it is, he's riding on this white horse. His eyes were a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had the name written. And remember, name is nature. Name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with vesture, dipped in blood, and is called the Word of God. Now, that's all about our Savior, isn't it? But now let's read the next verse. And the armies which are in heaven followed him. Now, what is this? Now, I know that you were always too religious, and you could never watch the Cowboys and the Indians on television. And I never will forget, I was in Colorado Springs in Colorado. my baby daughter was with us, and so with there, and it's the Indian chief. He was going to do a powwow, and he was going to dance. So Shelly, she was just standing way off out like this here. He comes up there, and his chief did. He says to her, young lady, come on up here and look closer. I know that you've watched television, and you ain't never seen us Indians win a war yet. Now, what kind of horses did the Indians ride? Spotted, paints, and on. All right, that is a mixed breed. But Jesus, the Bible said, he's coming up on that white horse company, which is the matured sons of God that has made themselves ready in this earth, brought forth a pure seed. Now, notice what he says. Now, and the armies which were in heaven, in the realm of the Spirit, followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. Now, how many wants to follow after the heart of God?
Yes.
Listen, there is no other way. We don't want to walk in the place that we have to pray through. We want to walk in the place that we can just release the presence of the Lord. If there's a need in the family of God, wherever we may be, we want to be in position that we can release the Christ that is within us. We're not praying him down. It's just like they said to me the other day in Mexico, one of our pastors back here in the mountain, he said, Brother Bill, have you got the victory? I said, oh, sure, brother. I thought you knew that. I said, I brought him here with me. He lives here. I don't get rid of him. He lives. This is the final dwelling place. This is the true tabernacle that the Lord pitched and not man. This is not made with hands. This one is made by the Spirit of the living God.
Amen.
And so, this is where we're at today. The thoroughbred, a pure seed, following after the heart of the Father.
Amen.
Hallelujah. How many are seeing God's hand move in your congregation, in your family, in the manner that it should? Come on, folks. We're not seeing it, are we? Let's be honest.
No, we're not.
And you know, we're changing situations every day. But folks, I'm still not satisfied with where I'm at in God. I want to see God manifested in these tabernacles. Did not the writer of the book of Hebrews chapter 8 said the true tabernacle that the Lord pitched and not man? Isn't it time that we see him living totally in these houses of ours?
Yes.
Listen, there is no more the Ark of the Covenant. It's just like the other night when Crystal was talking about 120 years. See, in your Bible, 120 is the end of one age and the beginning of a new age. All right, you said, I don't quite understand that. Moses was 120 years when God loved him to death and buried him. All right, we read when David was bringing the Ark of the Covenant, there was 120 priests out there on that, and they was blowing the trumpets. Is that right? All right, then we come again into the book of Acts, and the Bible said that Pentecost had fully come, had been on its way over 1,500 years, and the Bible says this, and they all spoke in tongues. What was 120 in that upper room, and tongues of fire set upon them. And what was happening? That was the end of one age. It was the beginning of another. Brother, the order that you and I have been in is finished. And it's time that we walk into a due order, a new order in God today. It's time that we put everything underfoot and walk with God today in a new divine order. That age is over. And I want to tell you something. We have watered it out real well. Come on. There's the Passover. Except in the Lord, there is Pentecost, the infilling of the Holy Ghost, and then what? We've got another tabernacle. That's when God and man is united together in the same vessel, cohabiting together in these temples of ours.
Right.
Hallelujah. And you know, This is going to be the answer for us. This is going to be the answer. And every last one of us is going to have to move into this. Hey, the rest of these brothers had been preaching the everlasting gospel. It still meant take minutes till 9. Now, I want to take you into one more place. And so that, go with me into the book of Genesis chapter 25. Genesis chapter 25. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 25. I'm sorry, I think it is still in chapter 25. All right. Verse 21. And Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife, because she was barren, and the Lord was entreated of him, and Rebekah his wife conceived. And the children struggled together within her. And she said, if it be so, why am I this? And she went to inquire of the Lord. Now, what are we talking about? We're talking about two ways tonight. We're talking about there's two natures. Do you have a nature that's after the heart of God, and then there is another nature that wars against it? Paul cried out this way, who shall deliver me from this body of death? And he said, when I want to do good, evil's present. Now, notice what we've got here. And the Lord said unto her, two nations are in thy womb. And two manner of people shall be separated from thee, thy vows, and the one people shall be stronger than the other people. And guess what? We don't want to ever change, do we? Now, while you're weighing this just a little bit, they changed the road up coming to my house. I have my house built where I'm at in 1967. When it was completed, we moved in. And all of those years, I come out on Terminal Road, there was a stop sign. And there was a road that came across the railroad tracks, and you had to stop there. For the last 5 years, they closed that off to the public, and where there was a stop, now it's just a curve. I still want to catch myself to drive up there and stop. There is no sign there more. We don't want to change. But brother and sister, here is what's happening. And they said, what's wrong with me, Lord? There is two natures in you. Brother and sister, you got a nature in you that wars against the nature of God. That nature in you is what causes you problems in the earth today. And said, so what's the matter? Got two natures in you. But the order is changing. The elder shall serve the younger. Come on. Now, did you read anything in the New Testament? But you, the first shall be last, and the last shall be first? Did you hear anything about the wine that you made now is the best wine that we've had? The latest wine. Brother and sister, it is due order today that we change, hallelujah to God, and the nature that's warring in us, that's tearing the things apart, we need to get rid of it.
Back in the old man days.
And what does he say? There's two natures. But you know what? There's a change. Come on, body of Christ. We're going to have to change, whether you like it or not.
That's right.
There is things that we're going to have to dump that we have carried with us all of our Christian experience. We're going to have to get rid of it because it's hindering. No wonder that Paul said, laying aside every sin and every weight that does so easily beset us, let us run in the race that's set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, the elder shall serve the younger. Oh, there's two nations in there. What was God after? Let me tell you something. God is after the last son to come forth in this earth. This last son company that's going to rule the nations with a rod of iron.
Amen.
It's going to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, hearts of the children unto the fathers. And you and I are coming to the place where that God's going to delegate to us authority, because God can trust us. Do you know why that we're not seeing lots of miracles? It's because God can't trust us with them. We will start taking credit for ourselves. Come on. I was the one that laid hands on them. I was the one that spoke the word and that they were healed. I was the one that spoke the word and it came into formation. Every day of my life I'm saying, God, bring me to where you can trust me. Whatever you can do through me, that I'll still not try and get no glory for myself.
Amen.
But God, that will only say that you did it.
Right.
And this is where that we're at. And I'll tell you folks tonight, how many is ready to see that last son company come forth?
Yes.
It's coming forth full grown. It's not going to be changing diapers on this one. And it's not going to be talking baby talk. It's going to rule the nations with a rod of iron.
That's right.
And this is where God is bringing us to today. He's going to bring it as soon as He can trust us with it. But all today, I think, God, bring me to where you can trust me. Brother Glenn.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.